covering the 5-year impact factor, eigenfactor, article influence, immediacy index. Let us take the SNP. What is SNP? SNP is the medicine for arts, humanities and social sciences research. Unlike the science metrics, SNP is very important for these sciences, social sciences. Okay? SNP is source normalized impact per paper. It is the contextual matrix. Let us understand this SNP with this example. This SNP basically is based on the impact per paper. It might not be useful for all other persons, but it may be very, very useful for persons who are working in that particular field. So let us discuss the contextual citation with the example of impact of a paper on Ramman or the Pandav Nritya. A person has done the research on the Ramman. What is Ramman? Ramman is a UNESCO declared World Heritage Holy Dance Form of District Chamoli, Uttarakhand, India. Very few people know about this. So the citation may be less for these kind of papers, but the impact of such a paper is very high. For those who are interested for the relevant subject field, you do the work on the common dance form or the hot topics, you will be cited normally. But the research on Ramman sometimes or many times is called the masked dance, or the Pandav Nritya is another rare dance form from the famous epic Mahabharata, practiced in high Himalayas of Uttarakhand. These are some specialized or untouched areas. They draw the contextual citations, and these citations are normalized as per the source in way such that article's impact cannot be underweight just because it was cited less. How SNP is calculated? Let us see this. SNP is impact per paper divided by the database citation potential. SNP enables direct comparison of sources in different subject fields. Basic journals tend to show higher citation potential than applied or clinical journals. It helps authors to identify the most suited and performing journals of their subject field. And this is very important for, as we have discussed, for arts, humanities, and social sciences, where the bibliometrics do not work properly or not available for the journals or not giving the clear picture. Now, what are the limitations? Accurate categorization of journal is needed in a subject, and it is very typical for interdisciplinary subject journals. We cannot categorize every journal in a specific subject category, as we have discussed in the earlier journal metrics. Now, let us take another metric, that is Simago Journal Rank, SJR. It is the most popular one after the impact factor. It is an advanced version of eigenfactor and is based on the assumption that all citations are not created equal. It gives the weightage of the citation depending on their source. That weightage is calculated using a 3-year window of measurement and uses the Scopus database. Citations issued by more important journals will be more valuable than those issued by the less important journals. So the important journals are those which receive the citations from more important journals. So it is just like giving weight to an award depending on the award giving agency. If an award is being given by state government, central government, or a big agency, then it will have more weightage as compared to the award given by the smaller agencies or smaller bodies. So the weightage is given to the citations received from the more important journals. Now, next matrix is ALT matrix. It is derived from alternative matrix. So it is a good alternative to matrix, but this ALT matrix is attention matrix, primarily because it focuses on the attention received by a paper. Attention received in the social media. It attempts to measure the amount of attention and public conversation stimulated by a given article. Variety of inputs are used depending on who is doing the measurement, how they have chosen to weigh each input relatively. So, variety of inputs are used. But what are the typical inputs? Activity on social networks and social bookmarking sites, mainstream media and blog coverage, and any comments on the article. So, it is valuable to those working in controversial fields, institutions, librarians, journal editors, etc. Institutions and researchers can have an idea what kind of projects are doing well, which faculty member or the research group is performing well. For librarians, it may help them to give idea about most assessed journals, and journal editors can have the idea which journal is performing well and getting more readers and authors. Some altmetrics are given by most of the journals, that too freely. You might have seen that mostly viewed journal, most downloaded. So these kind of altmetrics are provided by almost every journal. Now moving to the limitation of the altmetrics. As we know, altmetrics is the attention-based metrics and it is based on the social media. What is the limitation of that thing? It does not provide the scholarly merit or the impact of the article or the item. Articles with high citation counts may have the low altmetric score and vice versa. Measurement of attention is done here, not the measurement of quality is done. A negative or wrong or controversial work may have very high altmetrics, as we see in the social media. Every attention measurement is not sure if seen on internet for how much time. Studies have shown that most page views on the internet last less than 15 seconds. And faking and manipulating altmetrics is easy. It is easy to have fake IDs, and manipulation of metrics is possible by this way. Taking the last metrics of the journal metrics, H5 index. Basically, the H index was derived for the author index. It has been also used for the journal metrics in the form of H5 index. Number of articles published, number of times. H articles published at H times gives the H5 index if we are talking about the 5-year window. H5 index is used to rank journals using articles published during the previous 5 years. But the size of the journal, number of papers in a single issue may alter or distort the correlation with impact factor. For example, a huge journal such as PLOS ONE with an impact factor around 3 has a higher H5 index than Nature Neuroscience, whose impact factor is above 16. So the mass of the article may change the scenario with respect to this index. So let me summarize this module for you. Journal metrics like 5-year impact factor, Scopus site score metrics, eigenfactor, article influence, and the altmetrics, SJR, we studied here. H5 index, 5-year impact factor, provides the longer time for assessing the picture of citation for slower moving areas. Scopus site score metrics, a group of metrics by the Scopus database, which works on 3-year window rather than 2-year or 5-year. So these site score metrics work for 3-year one. Next is eigenfactor, article influence. They are the metrics which are based on subject categorization. They categorize the journal in a particular subject and then give due weightage to more important or highly ranked journals, citations. But what was the unique point there? That they exclude the self-citation. Then we studied the SNP, which is a 3-year impact factor. What was that? Contextual citation, contextual impact, source normalized impact per paper. Then we studied Shimago Journal Report, SJR. Again, a 3-year impact factor. Then the ACT metrics, which do not focus on the quality, focus on the attention. And the lastly, we studied the H5 index. This is the last journal metrics, which is a 5-year impact factor, you can say, but it is 5-year H index. H index we will be covering in the next module. So stay tuned for the author metrics in the next week.